This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. And no shoes, no shirt, no problem.
Happy Friday, everybody. Good morning. Hope everyone's had a great start to the day. Little Kenny Chesney to get things started. It is Friday. Beautiful outside. We've had that the last few Fridays. Nice to, you know, look out the window, see the sun shining. Good running weather we've had this week. Can't wait to get a nice run in to kick off the weekend. Hey, I want to get right into it. Going to start off, I'm going all over the place in the open here. So hopefully you can follow. I think you can. First, I want to say thank you to everyone for texting suggestions during the show last week of things to do in Lake Placid. You guys are great. I love the text board. And for reasons like that, you know, I said, hey, going to Lake Placid after the show, what should I see? A lot of great suggestions on the text board. So appreciate that. Katie and I had a great time. You know, with everything going on, the pandemic for the last 3-4 months, not really being able to do much, it was nice to get away. Obviously, we had our masks on when we went in public. We social distanced, all that good stuff. But it was just nice to get away, relax, refresh. And so it was good to get out of town for a few days. And again, thank you for everyone with those suggestions. Also, last week, Vince called at the end of the 9 o'clock hour and I hung up on him. Vince, if you are listening, I apologize because we literally used your phone call to set up the rest of the show. Last week when we made that sudden turn in topics in the middle of the show, well, it was because of Vince's call. And it might have been at the beginning of the 10 o'clock hour. It was somewhere end of 9, beginning of 10. So Vince, I apologize for hanging up because your call actually set up what I thought was a pretty good show. So if you're listening, call in today if you want to on the topic, and I promise I will not hang up on you. So I just wanted to get that out there. a faux pas on my part. Did not mean, well, at the time I did mean to hang up, but I shouldn't have because it really did set up the rest of the show. Okay, before we get to today's topic, social media. And I know the answer, the quick answer here is, Joe, why don't you just sign off of social media? Why don't you just stop going on Twitter every day? And yeah, that sounds great, but you have to remember, and I'll admit it, I'm a millennial, and it's difficult for us not to be on social media. It's difficult not to go on Twitter. You know, when I get to work, there's the first three things I do. I set up the board, I pull the weather, and I sign in to all of my social media accounts. It's just second nature by now. So, yes, it should be easier to sign off social media, to just not check Twitter every 20 minutes. I wish I could. I really, really do. However, I can't. So that's how we're going to start this conversation. I can't. But you know what I'm noticing is lacking original content on Twitter. Have you noticed this? Or maybe on your Facebook page. You go on Twitter, you go on Facebook, and it's everyone criticizing the president, right? But there's no, that doesn't bother me as much. Obviously, I disagree with a lot of the criticisms, but that doesn't bother me as much. It's the fact that you scroll onto your Twitter newsfeed, and it's all the same thing. It's the same tweet. It's all, you know, President Trump, how can we have this in the White House? This isn't normal. Yeah, we've heard that for 4 years. You're not giving us anything new. We get it. You don't like Trump. Okay, move on. It's the same stuff. Could you at least be original with it? How many times do you scroll down Twitter, you see someone criticize the president and tag an NPR article? Oh, wow. Real original. I don't like the president, and here's what NPR said about him. Oh, great, thanks. Thanks for that great content you're providing on Twitter. If you're going to criticize President Trump, do it how you haven't seen it before, okay? Be original. That was the great thing about social media when it first came out. With Instagram and Facebook, people were original. You know, you see Barstool. I know a lot of people don't like Barstool, but you see the stuff they put out. You might not like it, but at least it's original content. At least it's not the same thing Deadspin's doing. You know, Deadspin, that used to be a sports website. Now it's a far left media organization. But at least Barstool's doing stuff original. I can't tell you. If you really wonder, you really do. And I hate to make this a left versus right thing, but you do wonder if those on the political left who don't like the president, if they wake up every morning and the first thing they think about is, how am I going to criticize President Trump today? How is President Trump going to tick me off today? And they just go looking at his Twitter for something to complain about. I mean, really? Is that all you have to do? You know, I look at November, and yes, obviously, if Joe Biden's elected president, that would be, I think, awful, and we'll have a lot to say if that happens. But the next day, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to get in my car, blast a little Cascada, evacuate the dance floor to wake me up, like I do every morning, come to work, and do the exact same thing I did the day before. But reading some of these tweets, reading some of these people on Twitter, I fear what's going to happen to them if President Trump wins a second term, like how they're going to wake up, because it seems like it really will affect their day. Like, we might have to check in on them. I mean, some of these tweets, another thing that you see just so much on Twitter, we're going to remember who supported them. Ooh, you're going to remember who supported. What are you going to do? How are you? We're going to remember. We're going to block them on Twitter. Oh, wow. Big move. Congratulations. I'm just getting sick of the same stuff. Come up with something new. And the people who will tweet at me and, you know, call me unoriginal. Okay, fair. But then I look at your Twitter. All you're doing is retweeting Now This, CNN, and Brian Williams. That's not much original content either. But the new thing now is, we're going to remember who you are. And when we get him out of the White House, we'll remember who supported him. Good for you. You know who might not remember who supported Trump? Joe Biden. Because he seemingly can't remember the guy he was the vice president for 8 years. I got more to say about this. I hope you're following along. If you have something to say, 716-803-0930 is the text tone. No, this isn't my topic, but it's just something that kind of set me off yesterday, and I thought I'd bring it to you. More after this here on WBEN. It's Joe Beamer, and before we went to the break, it's, again, I understand that a lot of people listening are probably saying, Joe, you millennial, we've got bigger issues, and you're complaining about what people are putting on social media. And the reason is, it just seems to be the same stuff. I follow over 1,000 people on Twitter. And someone's answer was, well, then just if you don't like it, stop following the people you disagree with. To me, that's no answer. Because I've said that a million times before. There's a reason I watch CNN. Obviously, I like high blood pressure because I like being angry all the time. And B, I like to see what the other side is. You know, I don't watch Chris Cuomo because I agree with what he's saying or because I want to see him and his brother talk about growing up and having dinner on Sundays at their mom's house. That's not what I'm talking. That's not why I watch it. But I like to see what the other opinion, people who don't see things the same way I do, I like to see how they see something. I've always been interested by the other opinion. And that's why I say I will always say, if you disagree with me, I'll put you at the top of the call list. I like talking to people who disagree with me as long as it can be a rational conversation and doesn't go into name-calling and bickering. But Twitter has just become, you know, CNN puts out a poll and then everyone to the left of the political spectrum will tweet the exact same thing. Look what Trump's done. This isn't normal. We'll remember who voted for him. And when you see that, you know, 8,000 times a day, it gets annoying. It gets. And my other question is, so you, person who doesn't like Trump, why would I rather see you tweet it when it's already been tweeted 100 times? Like, say I have a thought, right? Which is rare. But say I have an original thought. And I go on Twitter, I'm about to tweet it, and someone's already tweeted that same thing. Well, you know what? I'm probably just not going to tweet it. I'm probably just going to say, someone beat me to it. You would think if you go, oh, I got to tell people I'm going to remember who voted for Trump. Someone already has. And again, what does that mean? What does that mean? Say Trump does lose in November and you remember who voted for him. You're going to keep reminding me? I know who I voted for. What does that mean? Tell me what that means when you say, we'll remember who voted for him. Again, I'm not sure Joe Biden will remember who voted for him or that he ran against him. Because yesterday, oh yes, we've got two more. Joe Biden showing his lack of remembering things. Remember when he was vice president? That was only, you know, a few years ago. Do you remember who the president was? Apparently, Joe Biden doesn't.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of what's called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
President, my boss. And it was actually President Obama. That is who Joe Biden was the vice president for. So if someone could remind him, that'd be great. And then yesterday, hey, you know, we cover a lot of news here at WBEN. We watch a lot of news. Sandy, Tony, and I will talk about the news even off the air. I didn't realize that a third of Americans have died from the coronavirus. Apparently, we've got our numbers wrong here at WBEN because according to the guy running against Donald Trump,
unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
20 million people have died from COVID. That number's not even close to the worldwide number. But Joe Biden out there, the guy, again, who's been in D.C. for 50 years, and we had this conversation last week. I'm not repeating last week's show, but that guy who all of a sudden now is going to, quote, save the country. And remember, we'll remember who voted for Trump. We remember who you are. That guy, he's going to come in. He's going to save everything. He thinks 120 million people have died from the coronavirus. He also thinks that 150 million people have been killed by gun violence since 2007. Just reminding you of what he said during one of the debates when he was still open to the idea of debates. So that's just one thing. Social media, hey, I understand a lot of people disagree with me. Believe me, I read our text board. A lot of people disagree with me. A lot of people think I suck. I see the texts. The texts are more original than the tweets, by the way. And I have no problem with people disagreeing with me. A lot of my friends disagree with me. But if you're going to tweet and you're going to put it in a tweet by you and not just a retweet, be original. That's all I'm asking. And you know what? If you don't think I'm original, call me out. I'm fine with that. Joe, you lack original content. I'm fine with that. Call me out all the time. I don't want to be a hypocrite. But just do something original. And again, I'll be very interested. Election day, obviously, I think if you listen to this this show, you know who I'm voting for. And if he doesn't win the next day, okay. Yeah, we'll try again in 4 years. A lot of people taking a look on Twitter, I don't think they're going to be able to go, if Joe Biden doesn't win. If Joe Biden doesn't win, I think you're going to see a lot of people asking the next day off of work because, oh no, now we have to wait 4 years to say again, we'll remember who voted for him. And just like I said, I hope Trump wins. I still think even though the polling, and I'm using air quotes, looks bad, I still think Trump will win in November. If Joe Biden does, guess what? Coming to work the same way I have the last 4 years. And I'm going to listen to a little Cascada, evacuate the dance floor, wake myself up, get to work, open a Monster Energy, and just go about my day. But taking a look at a lot of the tweets, not sure a lot of people are going to be able to do that. When we come back, though, I do want to talk about, well, A, I have to tell you what Richard Marx said on CNN yesterday. Interestingly, the part that I want to tell you, CNN cut from their post on Facebook, but I remember what he said, and I'm going to tell you what he said, and then we'll get into the topic. We're talking the pandemic, this miscommunication in New York State, and also, isn't it funny the people who tell you they don't want President Trump to play politics with the coronavirus are the exact same people that are playing politics with the coronavirus, probably even more than Donald Trump ever could? Am I the only one seeing this? We'll talk to you about it. And how would you feel if you're a business owner? You got ready. You were all ready to reopen. You paid thousands of dollars to get your company ready. And then less than a week before you were supposed to open, hey, by the way, yeah, we're not going to do that. Well, that's what happened here in New York State. We'll talk about that and more here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It is the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you. Hope you enjoyed that little opening rant I had prepared. It's just, I understand. I understand if you are a little older or you're not into social media, how you're probably listening to this and going, wow, Joe, really 30 minutes on Twitter? So if you didn't enjoy, I apologize. And I thank you for staying tuned in. Now, before we get to the pandemic, yesterday I was watching CNN. As you know, I'll keep it on. I'll see what they're talking about. And sometimes you just have to laugh. So Richard Marx was on there. And I'm not sure you remember who Richard Marx is. He's the guy, wherever you go, whatever you do, that guy. I'll be right here waiting for you, him. He was on with Brianna Kielner, and they're talking about, you know, Sammy Hagar said that he wants to perform this summer, regardless of the pandemic. So Richard Marx was talking about Sammy Hagar originally, and then Brianna asked, now you're in California, who has seen a surge in coronavirus cases. What would you attribute that to? They're asking Richard Marx, the guy who's right here waiting for you, asking him why California is seeing a surge in LA County. So we're talking about a liberal county inside one of the most liberal states. And I kid you not, Richard Marx blamed right-wing media for California's coronavirus surge. California, one of the bluest of blue states. They set the liberal agenda. New York follows it. And Richard Marx said, well, here in California, it's because those people that watch right-wing media aren't wearing masks. Tough sell, Richard Marx. Tough sell. So this morning, I went back in CNN video and tried to find that clip. And they had actually posted that interview. So I thought, home run. I'm going to be able to bring the clip for the audience. Interestingly, they cut off the end of the Richard Marx interview. They only kept the part where he was talking about Sammy Hagar. Did not include his comments on why California was seeing a surge. But I thought that was interesting. He's going to blame, quote, right-wing media for California's coronavirus surge. Interesting stuff. Like I said, sometimes you just have to laugh. You just have to sit there and laugh. Now, here in New York State, well, more specifically, right here in Western New York, we are about to enter Phase 4. And if you haven't been playing along at home, Phase 4 is the fourth phase of the four-phase reopening. So you would assume that most businesses are going to open here in phase four. And we had been told just as much. We had been told that phase four, you'll see malls, movie theaters, obviously with a limited capacity, open, as well as gyms. And you notice I put gyms as the last thing I said, because apparently I've been talking about gyms being closed way too much. So I didn't want to emphasize on the gyms when I was presenting the story. So we were told these were going to open, and business owners, stores at the mall, movie theater owners, had put in the precautions, had added the screen guards, the sneeze guards, and had put a lot of money into their reopening, thinking, all right, we can finally start opening our doors. We can finally start making money again for movie theaters showing new movies. For malls, hey, we might actually be able to get in on summer shopping. A lot of you are still wearing your winter clothes because you haven't been able to. No. But, you know, a lot of stores in the mall were excited. All right, we'll be able to get summer shopping and back to school, if there is a back to school shopping. And they had gone into their stores. They had cleaned them up. They had gotten ready to have a limited capacity, but a safe shopping experience. And then, out of nowhere, and as we heard from some business owners, not even communicated right to them, the governor, who ended his daily talk show, the governor said, oh, yeah, shopping malls, movie theaters, I know we said you were going to open in phase four, but you're not. We're actually not going to have you reopen in phase four. Very similar to what happened in LA County a few weeks ago when 2 days before movie theaters were about to open, LA County said, yeah, we're not letting you open movie theaters. Sorry, I know you were ready. You spent all that money, but we're going to just, we're going to say no. So remember last week we were kind of happy. I was talking about Governor Cuomo was having his series finale of the daily talk show, but now it's starting to make sense why he ended it. And why the only appearances we see the governor on are with his brother on CNN. I think it's because they are really just last minute everything with this reopening process. You go to the New York Forward website and it's very vague, very vague. All right. And then you listen to the county executive, you listen to the lieutenant governor, you listen to members of our government in Albany, and they seem to all agree at one point that we were going to have almost a full reopening. Again, you have to wear a mask. Again, social distancing, limit capacity. I'm not saying that anyone thought phase four of the state was going to be reopened just like in February. That's not what I'm saying. But there was an understanding, and I'm not just saying that it was suggested, it was told. We were told that we would have theaters, malls, and gyms open in phase four. Now, if you a month ago wanted to say, you know what, we're looking at numbers, we're looking at states where malls and gyms are open, and we're going to have to set, take that out of phase four. But you didn't do it a month ago. You did it less than a week before these businesses were about to open. There just seems to be a lot of miscommunication. And maybe that's why Governor Cuomo isn't doing his daily talk show. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, minus being at a few appearances, hasn't really been talking to local media. You know, I would like to be able to come on here and say the county executive said one thing and now look what's happening. But I don't think it's Mark Poloncarz's fault. Because I think we all were told gyms were going to open. Gym owners were told they were going to open. So I'm not blaming the county executive. But there is obviously a miscommunication from Albany to the rest of the state. So that's the first part. What do you think of this miscommunication and these last minute additions and subtractions from the different phases? I mean, at one point, gyms and malls thought they were in phase two or three. And just imagine if you're a store inside the mall. You're one of the ones inside the mall, and you're seeing Macy's and you're seeing JCPenney's and all these exterior stores open, able to have customers, able to make sales. But since you're inside the mall, you're not able to. And what's the governor say? He blamed the HVAC system. I worked in retail for over 5 years. Believe me, that is updated regularly. That is addressed on a regular basis. I don't think you're going to win with the HVAC argument, especially when, hey, yeah, the HVAC at the mall might be questionable, or at the gyms might be questionable. But hey, you know the Rath building? You know, with all the bed bugs and the mini fires? Well, that's going to reopen. That HVAC system's fine. That building's fine to go into. You might have to make room for the bed bugs. But the Rath building, hey, we're going to let our employees back in on Monday. Come back to work. It's fine. It's healthy. Don't you dare go through that mall. Don't you dare go to that gym. But the headquarters of bed bugs, yes, they're reopened. We're good to go. We're a safe place to get back to work. Just doesn't make sense. And we have the travel ban. We have the miscommunication. And it all, to me, comes back to political games. We're going to get into that. I would like to know what you think. The first part of it is miscommunication. What do you think about phase three? No, now it's phase four. Actually, no, it's phase four plus 2 weeks. Well, if it was going to be more than phase four, maybe we shouldn't have numbered the phases or say it was a four-phase system. I understand. You look at states where gyms were open. You look at states where malls were open, and you say, you know what? We're going to pump the brakes. But you're telling me this information wasn't available before a week prior to going to phase four? I'm not buying it. I got a whole lot of other things I want to get into, but I'd also like to talk to you about this. 803-0930, star 930. The text board is open at 803-0930. It's Joe Beamer talking to you after this on WBEN. It's Joe Beamer. It is Friday here on WBEN. And before people say, oh, Joe, you just want to open everything else up and let's just go back to it the way it was in February. It's not what I'm saying at all. Obviously, if you're out in public, wear a mask. I was on vacation last week. Guess what? We still put a mask on when we went into stores, when we were moving from the bar to the table. We were doing exactly what the CDC tells us to do. I'm not saying just reopen everything, but there is a smart way of doing it. And like I said, I have a lot of stuff to talk about the pandemic, but I think as we addressed last segment, the miscommunication is, I think, brutal. And I think people are finally starting to see that not only is there miscommunication to the residents of New York State, but there seems to be a miscommunication between politicians. And it's becoming very clear now. Hey, I get it. Someone texted in. Yes, I understand things change. You see cases go up state by state. But 6 days before the open? 6 days you decided to take malls, movie theaters, and gyms? And I'm sorry, I'm all for local business. I've visited a few restaurants since the reopening, and I'm not saying to close restaurants. But I think it's the argument can be made. Someone sitting at a table eating with no mask on, because you really can't eat with a mask on. Okay, that person, say, and I know if you're having breakfast, I apologize, but we've all eaten with that person who talks when they eat, has been known to regularly choke on part of what they're eating, okay? You're telling me those coughs and getting their saliva in the air, same thing is going to happen at the gym. So it's okay to happen at restaurants, but not at the gym. The gyms that have taken the precautions, and most likely people who are going to the gym aren't sick, don't have COVID-19, I would think, again, you want to have a check for temperature when you walk in. Of course, we go through all that stuff. And Under Armour now has masks that they say you can work out in, which would be great. Let's get those en masse. Let's get those to fitness centers, especially in those states that have been hit hard. But it just seems to be, I can make an argument You know, everyone wants to say, Joe, you overtalk about the gyms and the saliva going in the air when you're working out hard. Well, maybe we have to work out with a mask on. I'm going to try it. I'm going to run 4 miles with a mask over the weekend and tell you all how it went. But we, again, if that was an issue, did the way people work out change from when we put these phases into play? You know how it is when you work out. So why were gyms ever included in phase two at one point, now phase four, now nothing? That's all. That's my argument. It's just, it's funny how it's changed. Also, political games. You've got Governor Cuomo talking about how the president wants to play political games. Well, just look at the governor's travel ban. The travel ban, the states he addressed are all conservative states. California is seeing a huge surge in coronavirus cases. Again, because Richard Marx says it has to do with right-wing media. But California's seen a surge. Somehow California is not on the travel ban list. I've got a lot more to get into, but first we got to check in with Rush. When we come back, we're talking to you here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.